Welcome back to Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weishaupt. Today we're talking about Russell Brand. It's early. It's an early morning over here in the Gilgamesh Resurrection Chamber. But we're going to do it. Of course, you know who Russell Brand is. But we're going to walk through who he is, allegations made against him. I'm going to play a few video clips. We're going to talk about his relationship with a certain woman named Katy Perry. We'll talk about the people that are supporting him, a little bit on his religion and politics, because why not, right? And then we're going to wrap it up. Should we trust this guy? Well, I'm going to read you a passage from his book, Revolution, by the time it's all said and done. And I will support my case. Will I surprise you with my opinion on this? Maybe. Because look, there's one thing I've noticed, because I actually did a show with my wife, Josie, the normie, on Breaking Social Norms, our other my other podcast I do. And you heard me talk about it probably. I said, and I stand by it, I said, I think I'm a hater. I think I just hate everybody. Because I don't like Russell Brand. I never did. Never trusted the guy, and I stand by it. Could I be wrong? Sure. But I'm not. You know, I just don't trust the guy. Ironically, Josie likes Russell Brand. I mean, he's a good-looking, funny chap. I just think he's a bozo. What did I call him? I had a good zinger. I called him. I made fun of him. Oh, what was it? Who did I called him Stevie Nicks, walking around with his scarf all the time. So let's talk about, let's just get into it, right? Who's Russell Brand? Well, Wikipedia has an interesting description. They say Russell Brand is an English comedian, actor, writer, activist, and conspiracy theorist. Interesting they added that on there. I have a hard time trusting Wikipedia. I mean, I go there because it's an easy source, but if I need something that's really hard-hitting, I'll go a little further. So Russell Brand, he started out as a comedian around the year 2000. I had heard he hosted a Big Brother award show or something. I don't do Big Brother, so I don't know. So he got his start out in reality show. He then got a major film role. He was apparently a comedian of sorts. He got a major film role in 2007. The same year he was doing nationwide comedy tours. Performed for the Queen of England. Did a bunch of big comedy movies after that. And, you know, he blew up real fast. Seems like a hardworking guy. And he started a podcast in 2017 called Under the Skin. And around that time, he wrote a book called Revolution. It had some conspiracy-type ideas in there. And over the years, I've seen him collaborate with David Icke. So in a way, I think he might have had conspiracy interest for a while, which is surprising because what little bit I've heard from Russell Brand, he doesn't go into tons of specifics on conspiracies. He just kind of does every now and then I have heard, like on Bill Maher, he was on Bill Maher maybe 6 months ago, and I heard him. He was kind of pushing the conspiracy sort of narratives, and that might be fine for normies, right? Oh, you know, normies are still way back, you know. Oh, I shouldn't trust Big Pharma. Thank you, Russell Brand. That's so amazing, you know. But on that particular, and that's kind of his shtick he was doing. He was going to all these news shows and kind of doing the same shtick. Oh, should we trust the military-industrial complex? Should we trust Big Pharma? And he's not wrong, right? But I was like, dude, you gotta convince people. You gotta give them some specifics. He did on the Bill Maher show. He did on Real Time. The other ones, I didn't catch that because I remember he was making the rounds and lots of people were sending me clips, and I was like, yeah, but I'm a hater. I don't like Russell Brand, so I don't want to cheer him on. But we'll come back to all that, right? But that's sort of the setup for the main question is if this is a smear campaign, because that's what a lot of people will say. Let's start with the allegations. Wikipedia compiled a list, very convenient, and the list goes back to 2006. Oh, and let me preface this, because I don't want to set the wrong tone here. Like, I actually believe all these allegations, and I will prove to you by the end of the show my rationale for why I believe them. Could I be wrong? Absolutely. I don't know Russell Brand. I don't know these women. I wasn't in the room. But, you know, I you want my gut opinion? I don't trust the guy, and I think he did all this stuff. And I will prove to you by the end of the show. So I need you to listen to the whole show. If you're already crying about my opinion, then you got to sit there and listen, because I'm going to play clips of him getting along with pedophiles and talking about banging someone's 15-year-old daughter. And, like, he's a creep. He's a creep. I always knew he was a creep. I never paid any attention to him because I didn't like him. So, of course, I'm going to jump on some allegations against him. All right. 2006, Danny Minogue was on Russell Brand's, on a show with Russell Brand, and he accused Brand of sexual harassment, calling him a vile predator with a sex addiction. 2007, on Russell Brand's BBC radio show, he called up Jimmy Savile. You know who that is. Major pedo. In fact, David Icke called out Jimmy Savile many, 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 many years ago, and people thought, oh, David Icke's being a crazy conspiracy. It's the lizard guy, you know. And turns out he was right. In fact, if you watch Netflix as a whole, like, three-part documentary about all the horrific stuff he was doing, I mean, it's absolutely terrifying. And I'm going to play the clip for you. Here's him chumming up with Jimmy Savile, which is weird because Russell Brand followed David Icke. I don't know when, though. Maybe he found David Icke after this interview. I'm not sure, to be fair, to play devil's advocate here. But listen to what he does. He talks about offering up his female assistant as what I can only interpret as a sex slave. Take a listen.
On one show, without his co-host Matt Morgan, Brand interviewed Jimmy Savile, who was later exposed for his sex crimes. During the interview, Brand offered up his assistant, naked.
It'd be very nice to meet you one day, Mr. Jimmy Savile, just, you know...
if you've got a sister, you could meet me by bringing her along.
I mean, I haven't got any sisters, but...
I don't usually meet fellas, but if you've got a sister, that's okay.
I've got a persistent called... Part of her job description is that anyone I demand she greets, meets, massages, she has to do it. She's very attractive, Jimmy.
Well, that's a good start. You could send her along to do some research.
Would you like her to wear anything in particular, Sir Jimmy?
I'd actually prefer her to wear nothing.
Right, so you want my assistant to meet you naked. Okay, well, that's not going to be a problem.
And you hear stuff like that from, you know, the beta sex slave kittens, or mind-controlled, diamond-programmed models for presidents, or even as simple as Charles Manson, who was able to, you know, I forget the term. He would, like, snap his fingers and his women he had under his control would perform sex upon any kind of guy he was trying to impress. Now, was Russell Brand joking? Maybe, I don't know. Could be. Maybe he's just, like, a pervy guy and we're condemning this guy and he's just a sexual guy. Maybe. Again, these are my opinions. 2008, there was a book called Not Entanglement with a Celebrity. And it was actually published in 2014, but Jordan Martin accused Russell Brand of sexual assault, physical and emotional abuse, referring to a relationship she had with him in 2007 for 6 months. She accused Russell Brand of assaulting her at the Lowry Hotel in Manchester when he became angry after discovering she had spoken to an ex-boyfriend. Then you got the sort of big one that everyone's talking about right now. From 2019 to 2023, the Sunday Times were told of more allegations of sexual misconduct. It says, on 16 September 2023, allegations were published from five women, four anonymously, accusing Brand of rape, sexual assaults, and emotional abuse between 2006 and 2013, following the joint investigation. One of the women alleging abuse was 16, the age of consent in the UK, at the time while Brand was 31. Most of the women, who the Times said do not know each other, have chosen to remain anonymous in fear of public harassment. The Sunday Times noted that several of the accusers felt compelled to speak out given Brand's newfound prominence as an online wellness influencer. And of course, you know, Russell Brand responds to all this. He got out in front of it, which is also kind of odd, but you know, I guess it's possible the Times reached out to him and said, hey, we're going to publish this article about you. What do you got to say? So he knew about it beforehand, but either way, he dropped a video. He's like, oh, it's all fake news. And a lot of people like Tucker Carlson come out and were like, yep, this is what happens. You talk out against Big Pharma, talk out against the military industrial complex. And I'm like, bro, what? Weren't you like blowing all those organizations for years, Tucker Carlson? On Fox News? I mean, look at Fox News. When you watch Fox News, it's nothing but boner pill ads and pharma stuff, right? But he gets, Russell Brand gets dropped by his agent. He has these tour dates that get postponed. And another victim comes out claiming she was assaulted in 2003. YouTube suspends ads on Russell Brand's account. Which, you know, he's got 6 million subscribers. And I'm here to tell you, that's a good amount of money. 6 million subscribers. I would kill to have a YouTube account, even if it was demonetized with 6 million subscribers. But effectively, the idea is like, oh, he's getting canceled from allegations that have not been, what do you call it? Like, corroborated in a court of law, I guess. I don't know what the legal terms are here. But that's the sort of question being floated is this guy getting canceled for allegations that we don't know if they happened or not? Are people just trying to cancel him because he's talking about Big Pharma? And we're going to explore that a little bit more. Another example, and this is kind of out of place. This is from 2006. I should have put this at the beginning. Oh, because these are things I found outside of Wikipedia. Vanessa Feltz, I actually have no idea who that is. I think she, you know, when you get into the world of English entertainment, I'm completely clueless. She releases a clip from Russell Brand's show in 2006 when he implies he wants to get with her and her daughters, one of which is 15 years old. Take a listen.
Either you or your daughters.
No, you may not. No.
Here's a wacky suggestion. Damn. She's
definitely
always
not.
One step ahead.
Certainly not.
Vanessa Feltz. Come on, some
no.
of them are adults.
I've got two daughters. The answer's no, and I'm no. It's terribly awkward when you're a guest on somebody else's show, particularly in a theatre which is full of great fans of the presenter, Russell Brand. So they all loved him. They were cheering him and egging him on. And I was in this unbelievably awkward position where you don't quite know what to do. Are you meant to pretend you think it's funny and laugh along? You're meant to stand up and walk out in high dudgeon and look as if you're a spoil sport and a party pooper? You know, what are you supposed to do? But I know I was deeply offended then, as I remain deeply offended now at the idea of him saying, I want to have sex with you and both your daughters. I think one of my daughters was 15 years old at the time. And the answer was, as you saw me say then, emphatically no.
Lorraine Kelly said in 2007 she was on the Graham Norton show and Russell Brand touched her thigh and called her a slut. Now, and then I've got more even. I'm just setting up to say, like, look, there's a lot of smoke for there not to be fire here. But I'm also an innocent until proven guilty guy, so I actually don't know that I support this effort to demonetize the guy. I think everyone should be able to make a living. I guess, I don't know. There's a lot of nuance in the whole cancel culture thing. I'm generally against cancel culture. And like we talked about this on Breaking Social Norms in more detail. And it gets tricky, right? It's like, everything's fine. Like, I don't like Russell Brand, so I'm like, good, cancel him. I don't give a shit. I'm not surprised by any of this. I think he's a creep. I never liked him. He always seemed very grifty and shilly to me. I just never liked him, so I don't care. But if you, you know, like Louis C.K., right? He got in trouble. He did some things he shouldn't have done. And he apologized. I don't know if the victims were okay with that or not. They might have been. I don't really know. But I like Louis C.K. I think he's funny. And I'm like, I don't know. Should the guy not be able to work and make a living anymore? I don't know. That's a tough call. And you could stretch this to Michael Jackson. You know? Ain't nobody trying to cancel Michael Jackson. So, I mean, a nuanced conversation, right? But apparently he's getting demonetized on some level here, for sure. You know, but he had, you know, I don't know that this is a guy that I would want to defend just because of my opinions about him. But what I do admire about him, because I'm not trying to dogpile on him, but what I do admire is that he had a drug issue. And he, you know, pushes a lot of stuff to, like, improve your life with therapy and get off drugs and a lot of good mental things. So, like, I don't disagree with things he says. I really don't. And I actually do like that he pushes those messages of telling people not to screw with the drugs and stuff. But let's keep going through the... I got a couple more claims here and we're done. Daily Mail, which I've heard is not a very reliable news source. They printed a couple other ones, like Catherine Ryan repeatedly accused Russell Brand of being a sexual predator during filming for the Comedy Central roast battle before he was dropped from what was his last major TV job in the UK. So maybe he was now that I'm thinking about it, maybe he was canceled in the UK a while ago, and that's when he sort of reinvented himself as a conspiracy guy. An ex-model tells how Russell Brand stalked her through London streets, demanding sex after they met in a bar, forcing her to run to flee his advances. And look, it's possible there's more examples I'm missing. And that's not necessarily the entire focus, is to go through every single victim. But the idea we're looking at is the overall idea of whether or not Russell Brand is being falsely accused solely because he's speaking out against the Illuminati, because that's the conspiracy there, right? Now, when you look at Russell Brand and his past, he appears to have been working for the Illuminati in a way. And let's look at his relationship to Katy Perry. You know, Katy Perry's so Illuminati confirmed. She's got all the symbolism she's given us over the years. I've talked about her so much. In fact, she was shilling for Hillary Clinton for a while there, right? Very establishment character here. So Russell Brand marries Katy Perry in 2010, divorces her 14 months later. But they got married in India, and they had become devout worshipers of a goddess named Ganesha, by the way. Let's go to People magazine. They said, Katy Perry says Russell Brand was a magical man when they met 4 years ago, but the spell wore off shortly after their Indian wedding in October 2010, and it bottomed out when the actor sent her a text 14 months later informing her he planned to file for divorce. He's a very smart man, and I was in love with him when I married him, Perry tells Vogue in a revealing cover interview for its July issue. Let's just say I haven't heard from him since he texted me saying he was divorcing me December 31st, 2011. Perry, 28, says that Brand, 38, seemed to have difficulty accepting her role as a successful musician and businesswoman, even if that's what he thought he wanted. At first when I met him, he wanted an equal, and I think a lot of times strong men do want an equal. But then they get that equal and they're like, I can't handle the equalness, she says. Now, and I read on Wikipedia that he was eligible to get half of Katy Perry's $44 million estate because they didn't sign a prenup. But he didn't do it. So, I mean, that's pretty cool, right? I mean, quite honestly, that's the one thing I found in my research that I thought, huh, Maybe I should hear this Russell Brand guy out. So if that's true, like if there's not some kind of other thing going on there, or there's a reason why he didn't try to take half her money, then it shows that he's not strictly money motivated, which makes me think twice about my whole angle on him being a new age grifter. So I will throw that out there. Because like I said, there's a little part of me that wants to hear out Russell Brand. There really is. Now, after Katy Perry, after they broke up, he started dating Jerry Holloway from Spice Girls. But then he started dating a woman named Jemima Goldsmith. And this is an interesting character because her father was James Goldsmith. He is a French tycoon from the Goldschmidt family who was interwoven with the Rothschilds going back to the 15th century because they were both into banking and financing all early on, right? I'm going to read you from Wikipedia. Frank Goldsmith had previously changed the family name from the German Goldschmidt to the English Goldsmith. The Goldschmidts, neighbors and rivals of the Rothschilds family, were a wealthy Frankfurt-based Jewish family that had been influential in international merchant banking since the 16th century. And this, of course, makes me think of the Knights Templar, who were sort of the OGs of banking and international merchant banking, you know, and they were also very much into the occult, worshiping the Baphomet or the head of John the Baptist or however you want to look at that. Now, this could just be a larger rabbit hole, so I don't know how much to be concerned with because he really just dated her. But again, it's a red flag. So I bought his book, Revolution. I didn't read the whole thing cover to cover. I sifted through it, and I did a search for the term Rothschild because I thought, well, let's see if there's anything there. And he does mention it in the book. I'm going to read you from the book. This is what he says. Let me tell you now, if there is an Illuminati, and I hope there is, it gives us a clear target, meaning he's against the Illuminati, to be fair. So he says, if there's an Illuminati and they ask me to join, I will sprint out of that Masonic temple and announce it on the internet. I can't imagine the Rothschild lady I met was in it either. She seemed kind of sweet and erratic. That's not to say other members of the family aren't attending Bilderberg meetings and giggling at the back of the fun bus. So, he mentions the Roth... I don't think he calls her out by name in the book, but he appears to be on our side, right? Like he's saying, if there's an Illuminati, I'm going to tell you about it. Which, in a way, bolsters his case of being canceled on a coordinated smear campaign. And fun fact, there were theories I read about on Wikipedia that James Goldsmith was actually secretly Princess Diana's real father. And another fun fact, he had another child named Benjamin. And Benjamin married Kate Emma Rothschild, daughter of Amschel Rothschild, who, if you recall, Stanley Kubrick, the movie Eyes Wide Shut, that mansion, the Mentmore Towers, where they do the Somerton Orgy House, that was a house built for Amschel Rothschild. All right. And if that name rings a bell of Kate Rothschild, it's because Kate Rothschild was dating rapper and Jay-Z buddy Jay Electronica. And we talked about that back in the glory days of blogging, which, oh, by the way, I'm going to start that up again here soon. I'm going to start a Substack. I'm going to be slow on the articles until I get this Twin Peaks book written. So we're talking, I might get one article a month out, maybe. But then after I get Twin Peaks done, then it's on and popping. I'm going to start blogging again on the Substack. So stay tuned. I'll give you the username and link, unless I get it figured out before the show airs, which I doubt I will. But I'll put the link in the show notes. You can always go to allmylinks.com/IsaacW to get all the links to all my socials and books and my other podcasts and everything. And my two YouTube channels. Okay, so what's interesting, because back in the golden age of blogging, I was writing about Jay Electronica a lot, and I hadn't really followed him much, but in March of 23, he tweeted that he met the Illuminati, and he wasn't impressed. He said, P.S., the Visigoths are running a pedophile ring in Hollywood. P.S., the albinos control the military-industrial complex. So he met the Illuminati. He wasn't impressed. The Visigoths are running a pedo ring in Hollywood, and the albinos control the military-industrial complex. I don't know what to make of any of that. I have to dive into all those claims. But it's so far off of the path of Russell Brand, but I just thought those were fun and interesting sort of connections. Now, who's supporting Russell Brand? A lot of the conspiracy movement is Alex Jones, who's, you know, should we say he's the sort of biggest figure in the conspiracy movement? I think that's fair. He had a video that I watched. I couldn't find it because, you know, they canceled him from the internet. Even Elon Musk won't let him back on Twitter, which I think is very interesting. Mr. Free Speech himself. And again, Elon Musk, same thing. I don't trust that guy either. Some conspiracy people love him as a sweetheart. I don't trust the guy. But like I said on Breaking Social Norms, I think it turns out that I'm a hater. I just hate everybody. So take that for what it's worth. Alex Jones had a video. I saw it. I tried to find it to get the clip. The best I could do is I found on Vice. They quoted him and they claimed that he said, and I know it was something in these ballpark. He said, no one ever accused him for the last 15 years of assault because they say he's a big sweetheart. Oh, wait, I'm doing this wrong. Let me put on my Alex Jones voice. And now because he comes out against Big Pharma, he comes out against the globalists. He comes out against the New World Order. Suddenly, the allegations are happening to him. So Alex Jones seemingly appears supportive of Russell Brand and the theory that they're coming out to get him, as did Tucker Carlson. I don't remember what he said, but he supported him. Elon Musk tweeted, I support Russell Brand. That man is not evil. And I don't know how all these people know this. Like, I'm going to guess, when you meet Russell Brand, he's very charming, and he's funny, and you're probably like, this guy's pretty cool, I like him. I mean, I'm not above it, right? I'd probably be smitten by Russell Brand, too, and I'd be right back here on the mic, and I was like, you know what, I met the guy, and he's a real nice guy, he's real funny, I trust him. But the fact is, you don't know what he's doing when he's with these women, right? You're not in the room with him. There's probably lots of charming guys that do horrific things to women. It happens. Yes, it happens. I know women in my personal life that these things happen to them. And it's not always exactly how you would envision it to be. Sometimes it's more subtle than that. But this isn't a show about that. Let's get back to it. Andrew Tate also supported him, saying that this is a Matrix attack, which is priceless because, like, that's another guy I don't trust. I mean, I've literally seen the video clips of Andrew Tate selling a course where he tells you how to set up a sex trafficking OnlyFans ring, webcam girls, and how you mentally abuse women into doing your bidding. I mean, it's weird to me. It's bizarre. And it actually upsets me because it cheapens real truthers. And why truthers get behind these people is beyond me. I have no idea. I don't know if they're seduced by the fame. I have no idea. It's really weird to me. In fact, when this first happened, I tweeted, I weighed in on it, and I said, I don't trust Russell Brand because he speaks in the most vague generalities like a cosplaying conspiracy theorist. I don't disagree with what he says. He's just not that significant to the truther world. And the responses, you know, Twitter is like walking out to the beehive and just smacking it with a baseball bat. I don't know why it is that way, but that's what Twitter is. And the responses were a mixed bag. And I would say mostly I saw people agreeing with me. But a lot of people were defending Russell Brand, and they actually had some decent arguments. the one that I recall that I saw more than once was, sorry, I told you it's early in the Gilgamesh Resurrection Chamber. The one I recall that stuck with me that I thought, okay, that's fair, is that these guys are saying, yeah, he's kind of vague sometimes, but you got to understand he's reaching a broader audience of people who aren't familiar with any of these things, which I can actually get. I'm like, that's fair. I mean, he's getting on the news. He's saying the things about how we shouldn't trust Big Pharma. And even though I agree with that, I'm like, bro, like, give him the facts or whatever. I don't know. Like, talk about the Abraham Flexner report that the Rockefellers funded to shut down any kind of alternative health universities. You know, like, go into it, dude. But I get it. Like, can't go too deep on the normie crowd. His religion. He's into various occult type religious systems, which, as you know, I don't care. I'm actually okay with that. He was into transcendental meditation, like David Lynch, right? And let's see. He wrote in a 2013 New Statesman editorial, he said, "Through transcendental meditation twice daily, I feel the bliss of the divine. I connect to a boundless consciousness that has no palpable relationship with my thoughts, fears, or desires." Which is very much the way those kinds of people talk. If you read Lords of the Left-Hand Path, that's kind of how they talk about the connection to the divine, is always what they say. It's this sort of impersonal God, this force. It's the perennial philosophy, right? That's what the Huxleys were pushing. It's the force. And then it says he also gravitated towards Christian spirituality and practice by daily reciting the Lord's Prayer and attempting to have Christ consciousness. Now, if you're an Orthodox Christian, you should be skeptical of all these things. Because anything that's pushing that sort of ecumenical dilution of the Holy Trinity and saying, like, well, it's this, God's this force. It's this sort of, you know, energy all around us. I mean, according to Orthodoxy, that's inappropriate. That's heretical. Now, I heard from somebody somewhere, and I might have said this before, but I'll repeat it. They had a good outlook on these alternative religions, because I have a hard time dismissing all the alternative religions and the occult religions sometimes. And they said that religion or spirituality is kind of like everybody's in different parts of the Grand Canyon looking at the Grand Canyon and trying to describe the Grand Canyon. And some people will explain it as, you know, no, there's this rock right here. I'm seeing it, and it's this size, and this is exactly what it is. Then some people are like, no, it's this big expanse, and it's got these wide chasms, and it's purplish and orangish or whatever. And they're all sort of, but that's the ecumenical thing. That's what Father Seraphim Rose was saying is going to usher in the Antichrist, is to dilute out the true nature of God as the Holy Trinity. And of course, you know, he had that Hindu ceremony to Katy Perry. And look, like I said, I don't condemn the religious things. TM allowed him to quit drugs. So, hey, you know what? Like, part of me looks at this stuff and thinks, like with meditation, I think, because I find it a useful practice when I need it. I don't do it every day. I try to say my prayers every day, and meditation I'll do as needed. I look at it more of as a tool, you know? God tells you in the Bible, don't have anxiety. So you got to use your tools. What about politics? Because my suspicion is that he's grifting with the QAnon crowd, which is interesting because he used to tell his audiences, he used to push a very liberal sort of objective. He used to tell them to literally vote for Obama. I'm going to read you from Wikipedia. On October 23rd, 2013, Brand was interviewed by Jeremy Paxman for the BBC's Newsnight. in which he disparaged the British political system as ineffectual and encouraged the British electorate not to vote. He was challenged by Paxman about his call for revolution and whether someone who had never voted could edit a political magazine, which he was doing, I think. When asked by Paxman what a revolution would look like, Brand replied, "A socialist egalitarian system based on the massive redistribution of wealth with heavy taxation of corporations." That's what he said 10 years ago. And as you can imagine, I'm going to guess Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones and Andrew Tate probably wouldn't agree with that statement, right? And I don't want to make this a political show. I support the heavy taxation of corporations. I'm okay with that. I don't believe in trickle-down economics. I think Reagan introduced that, and it screwed a lot of things up. I think that the working class should, they're the ones that make stuff, they should get more pay. Call me crazy, but it's unaffordable to live now. So he literally pushed for a socialist egalitarian system and redistribution of wealth, which are all massive terms that in no way would Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson support, but all of a sudden they're out there, yeah, we like Russell Brand. So is it that Russell Brand changed his political views? I mean, maybe that's the case. I'm going to keep reading you because there's more. He said, Russell Brand said, "I think the very concept of profit should be hugely reduced. I say profit is a filthy word because whatever, wherever there is a profit, there is also a deficit." Brand guest edited a special issue of The New Statesman, which was published October 24th, 2013. And he explored the theme of revolution, in which he explained his objection to the destruction of Earth through greed and exploitation, and called for a change in consciousness to accompany political and economic measures to achieve a more sustainable future. Wow. Okay. Now let's unpack what he's saying here. First, he says not to vote, which I don't think that's a good message. I think that's what the elites want. They want us to have apathy and to quit voting. Because then they can just do whatever they want. In fact, Johnny Rotten from the Sex Pistols said, "That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard." And when he's talking about a socialist egalitarian society with a redistribution of wealth, I mean, isn't that the Marxism that's the big boogeyman for all these people? Isn't that what the mainstream media ultimately wants? Which I don't agree with. I actually think the mainstream media likes corporations. That's why they get all that ad money from Big Pharma. Because guess what Big Pharma is? It's a corporation. Oh, my God. That's what I don't like about all these. That's what I disagree with. I don't say don't like. That's what I disagree with about a lot of conspiracy theorists is they say, well, you know, the socialist communist agenda of the mainstream media, of the liberal media. It's like, no, I'm pretty sure CNN is getting lots of money from Big Pharma. Because I see, you know, if you watch Fox News or CNN, I swear to God, 50% of their commercials are boner pills or drugs or Big Pharma. Go talk to your doctor about this. Like, no, you should probably talk to your, the real criminals are the health insurance companies. They're the ones that say what you're allowed to actually have. The doctor can't say shit. The doctor can prescribe you whatever you tell him. Will the health insurance pay for it? This is crazy about this country is the whole healthcare system is absolutely bonkers. Now, the last statement about, he talks about saving the earth, changing consciousness to accompany political and economic measures for a sustainable future. Wow. That's exactly what the Great Reset is about, my friends. That's straight from the World Economic Forum. I've got at least 6 episodes going back to 2020 on this exact topic. That's exactly what they're advertising. And whilst I am actually quite all right with trying to save the Earth, I do believe that having the world's richest corporations, which is what the World Economic Forum is, be the ones to implement this great saving system is not going to work. It's going to be a control system disguised as a utopia. It'll allow corporations to do whatever they want, as they do now, while handcuffing all of us, all the sheep, the masses. It's going to increase surveillance. It's going to give us the 1984 Brave New World they always wanted. That's what this whole Internet of Things is about. That's what the whole idea of getting us online and onto social media. That's what why they want to ban TikTok, because they can't reach out and touch someone over there to manipulate the feeds or whatever they do, or spy on us. So if you go back 10 years, just 10 years, Russell Brand was, in fact, I would argue, the enemy of all conspiracy theorists and truthers. And I don't know, what do we do with that? It's just another red flag about Russell Brand is all I'm saying. I'm going to play a clip from 8 years ago that I found of Russell Brand interviewing David Icke, because I swear that Russell Brand had a show called Brand X on FX. I never seen an episode of it, but I swear David Icke was on it. I didn't comb through the episodes to find it. If you go to IMDb, look at the episode list, they don't really tell you who the guests are. So I don't know if he was or not. I was actually looking for that because I was going to watch that interview, but it's fine. But listen to him interview David Icke and talk about overthrowing the government. Take a listen.
David Icke's views, he's entitled to them views. Go on, say some. But this is what worries me, David Icke, is that if, like all that stuff you say about, like, you know, sort of media manipulating us, keeping us all spellbound and daft so that we can manage, I'm well into it and believe it. But then when you attach that to George Bush's on the nonce, that's more easy to dispute. So it makes the stuff that is more palatable also seem questionable.
But it's not easy to dispute. It's easy to dismiss because it seems so far out. It's not easy to dispute when you do the research.
But it doesn't even help, right? This is the thing, David, right? But say we all go, George Bush is a nonce, right? That don't help the revolution, because that's why we want you here. We do actually want to overthrow the government, right? But we need some proper policies, and we need a sort of a structure in place to cope with all the admin. Now, whether or not George Bush is a paedophile, and I hope he's not, because paedophiles, you know, come on, pack it in. That's one of our main messages on this show, right? It doesn't make any difference hierarchically, does it, or politically?
I'll tell you what it makes a difference to. It makes a difference to the kids they abuse. If they're exposed and it stops, and that's what I'm interested in.
Yeah, I'm interested in it as well. Dirty devil, George Bush. Right, we've got a couple of campaigns on this show. Here's one of them. China, get out of it! George Bush, stop noncing, kids! That's not necessarily the views of this show. But if you are, pack it right in. I'm just looking around the faces away from me. My manager's face, he looks relatively comfortable. Producer of the radio show.
So is this the threat? Is this something we want? Better yet, what is the proposed new government of controllers? Because there's going to be somebody in control. Believe you me. Are they the traditionalists of Steve Bannon and Alexander Dugin and Putin? You know, everyone's cool with a oppressive dictatorship if it's what they want. In 2020, during the pandemic, Russell Brand started blowing up on YouTube with videos questioning the institutions, which is his whole shtick. That's what he does in every new show, is he sort of mixes charisma with humor with planting these seeds, which is the defense of Russell Brand, which I'll agree with that. I will concede that point. He is planting seeds. I don't know that it's very useful right now, but hey. Now, his videos and his messages since 2020 seem to lean to the right. Like he had a change of heart from all this socialist, egalitarian, save the earth, great reset talk. And it seems to support a lot of the right-wing conspiracy theorist talking points. You know, trashing Biden, praising Trump, pro-Russia, anti-Ukraine, questioning Big Pharma and health. And like, why does he do all that? Because it works, right? It works on YouTube. And look, I don't really trust any of these people or organizations. I'm not saying that he shouldn't trash Biden. I am saying he shouldn't praise Trump. I will say that. But I don't. Anyway, I'm going to save my soapbox talk. We're almost at the conclusion here. If you go to Finn McRedmonton of the New Statesman, which that New Statesman, Russell Brand was a guest editor. He said this in March of 23. "We have lost Russell Brand." And the article describes Brand as having now melded his trad socialist values with all the suspicions and anxieties of the new American right, which would explain why in 2013 he was pushing for Marxism, and then in 2020, just 7 years later, he's went completely the other way. It says, and here's the damning point. It says Brand's channel saw a rise in popularity, amassing 6.5 million subscribers and more than a billion views. His weekly views rose from a low of under 500,000 in November 2020 to about 14.5 million in March of 22. So as you can see, there it's a popular sentiment. And I know this from, I've been working in this industry, dare I say, over a decade, right? 12 years now, where I've been watching statistics because I'm curious about those things and metrics. I'm an engineer, right? So I'm very intrigued by metrics, and I see what the people want, and I try to give the people what they want. But I'm not trying to push a narrative or an opinion that I don't agree with, unless I tell you, right? You know, like if I do a show about Donald Trump, I'm going to tell you flat out, like, look, I don't like the guy. But even if I'm, you know, talking about an issue that he pushes or something, I don't know. But let's wrap it up. In conclusion here, did he do this, right? Should we trust this guy? Okay, what about the sexual assault stuff? There's apparently medical records, details, text messages of Russell Brand admitting it. One of the women went to a rape crisis center the next day, and there's records of that. And a lot of people say, well, why did they wait so long? You know, which I admit, like, the timing is suspect that you wait till the guy's talking about Big Pharma. But the fact is everybody works on a different timeline, you know, to process something traumatic that happens to you doesn't happen overnight. You know, like I said, like I go to therapy and I unpack my childhood. They were very formative years of my life, but it took me, 25 years to go into therapy or something like that? Well, to commit to it, I should say. And it's not like, and nothing horrific, you know, nothing happened to me on the level that Russell Brand's victims had. We'll say that to me. But the fact remains is that everyone works on a different timeline. So maybe it's possible that these things happened. There were whispers about it. And maybe there was a smear campaign. Maybe Big Pharma and the military industrial complex or whoever was like, man, we got to get rid of this Russell Brand guy. So they started investigating and they sort of compiled all these women's stories and said, okay, here we go, publish it, boom. So it's possible it is a smear campaign, but it's also very possible, and I believe it, that these things happen to them. And there's all, and look, the fact that you hear all this pushback from all these people is exactly the reason why these women never came forward, because no one believes them. And it's like, it's shaming, and that's why they're anonymous, because it's like, It just triggers a lot of people. We'll say that. Okay. Now, should we trust this Russell Brand guy? There's a lot of a lot of new voices in the conspiracy scene in the last few years. Russell Brand is one of them. I'm skeptical of him in the same way I'm skeptical of QAnon, in the same way I'm skeptical now of Operation Underground Railroad and Tim Ballard, who, by the way, got in trouble again. I don't know if you saw that. he was accused of taking these women on these rescue missions and then telling them, like, hey, we gotta pretend we're married to fool the traffickers. And at first he came out and was like, no, that's a complete fabrication. And then like a day later, he came out and said, well, it happened because that's a tactic we use. And he actually explained the tactic. And I was like, oh, that actually makes sense. I don't know. Maybe he's right. This sounds like a tactic they might use. But like the whole idea was that he was taking women and making them stay in his hotel room and shower together and sending them photos of them naked and being like, hey, how far are you willing to go to save the kids? These are the allegations. I'm just telling you what I've heard. And and then, because, I live in Utah, which is the center for all of these things, because that's where Tim Ballard's from. He's Mormon. And he said, then he come out and said, then he started pushing this narrative of, you know, there's female rescuers in our group, too, that are part of these missions, and we need to celebrate them. And he started doing like this sort of like focus on the women involved. It's like, where was that energy literally 2 weeks ago? All of a sudden now it's like, oh, of course, yes, I took these women on these raids, you know, even though he denied it. And then I don't know, it's just crazy. And in fact, there was another human trafficking nonprofit group in Utah called Exodus. And the CEO is sitting in jail right now for 30 charges of theft and fraud. So, yes, there is a grifting pipeline involved with a lot of these things. And it's some weird blend of claiming to save kids but not really doing that, just taking money to do so, overthrowing the government, and what I believe to instill authoritarian dictatorship. That's what I think. And they get their foot in the door by using this messaging of questioning the institutions, which we should, right? I think 2020 is the catalyst that blew all this up, because that was when everyone had to face, potentially life or death decisions based upon the trust or distrust of the major institutions, of our government, of our employers, of our healthcare, you know? And it was a real mess. So a lot of people jumped on that because they felt very passionate about it, you know? Understandable. But then it's like they get their foot in the door, and then they get these people that are like, yeah, I identify with that. That's right. And that's like, but then where do we go with it? And some people say, and then we overthrow the government, and then we are going to put in a white Christian nationalist dictator or whatever, right? And of course, that's like way down the spectrum of conspiracies. But I am, after all, a conspiracy theorist. So now the reports were saying, originally, they said that YouTube banned his account. And I thought, well, join the club, buddy. I've been banned a couple times from there. And, you know, in fact, let me cry about this a little bit. In fact, he's been saying stuff for years. Terms that if I used one time, they'd light me up. I had a guest on, and I uploaded the video to YouTube, and the guest mentioned the COVID vaccine, and they took the video down for medical misinformation. That's how sensitive they are. Yet Russell Brand amassed over 6 million subscribers over the years. He'll have that in the title. He'll put COVID vaccine in the title. Make it make sense to me. You know what I mean? So immediately they thought YouTube suspended it, but he didn't. They just removed the ads. But it's also very sus to me, okay? They allowed this guy to talk about literally all the trigger words that people like me or Jay Dyer, you know, you hear us having to dance around these words like idiots. It's like, oh, then he unalived himself. Like, that's the new world we live in, is the censorship world where you can't say words. And like part of me gets so irritated by it, I'm like, I'm just going to say it. I'm going to say the word vaccine. I'm going to say the word suicide. And like, I don't know, what are you supposed to do? But then you just get canceled out of the world. And it's like, well, everybody's on the internet. I don't know, what are you supposed to do? But he's been saying all these terms on these interviews with Tucker and all these things that I've been lit up for. It's interesting that he continues to amass subscribers, though. And one argument, one theory you'll find is that he's been preparing for this moment for him to be outed. He knew, the theory is that he knew all these years that all these women were stacking up. He was doing all these sexual assaults. And he knew when the Me Too movement kicked off, which was around the time he started talking conspiracy talk, that they were coming for him. So he thought, man, I got to find a place to hide. I know. I'll go to the conspiracy crowd because those people are the most sort of skeptical of all the mainstream media news reports. So that's the one theory I've read that I was like, maybe, right? I'm going to play. Okay, so then he has this book, Revolution. And there's a guy, again, a British guy, Sean Locke, did a show criticizing the book. He says some interesting things. I'll play the clip.
Obviously, there's one person who didn't wear a mask, isn't there? Russell Brand. And I think the funny thing is that he's the only one not wearing a mask, because obviously if he wore a mask, people wouldn't know he was there, would they? I mean, so it's sort of big publicity for his book.
What's it called?
Revolution. In fact, if his book's called Revolution, he shouldn't be out there trying to sell it. He should be trying to encourage people to steal it. Shouldn't he? Yeah. You know, all it's ended up, he's backpedalled so much now. He started out saying, don't vote. It's stupid, pointless to vote. Don't vote. But he's now come out, Russell Brand, and said, no, what I'm saying is, actually, he goes, who am I supposed to vote for? So if you reduce that to what he's actually saying, it's what everybody says at every bus stop or news agency. You go, politicians, good, what are they like, eh? How that lot get in? Oh, no, no, bloody hell.
In defence, right, we all bitch and moan about the government because they are shit and they have been for years and it's getting worse. How are we ever going to change it unless we come together and all stop moaning at bus stops?
The main problem is now is people get the politicians they deserve because they don't take any interest in politics. Mm-hmm. And him saying stuff to people who are disaffected already and don't and aren't engaged with the political process, don't vote, is the most moronic, self-serving, pathetic bit of attention-seeking wank that has ever
people being mean to him just because he doesn't have a posh accent. I would cut him some slack. It's the thing we have at the moment's rubbish, and it needs people to sleep out under temporary tarpaulins, maybe, to change it. I don't know.
You're suggesting going camping.
Yeah. Probably the reason I hate him so much is because I'm a dad, and I've got this fear that one day my daughters will bring something like that home. And he'll come in and go, oh, such pleasure to be in your charming abode. Mother-in-law is very delicious.
Well, the protest in Trafalgar Square is not one of the most talked about things over the last week, but Russell Brand joined thousands of angry people protesting against capitalism. It was a great night for Russell. He managed to ship 5,000 copies of his new book.
And then we also have some suspect imagery from him. He had that Brand X show, which is an X inside the O, which we already talked about on the Elon Musk show as the mark of the beast. He also has the tattoo on his wrist of a 33. I don't know specifically what that means to him. I've read people say that this is a reference to the age of Christ. Or, of course, you got the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, 33 degrees. What I think it means for him, I'm going to guess, would be the Buddhist idea of the crown chakra that is depicted with a flower with 33 petals that represents the 33 vertebrae of the spine. Excuse me. I'm having a hard time this morning getting it together. I gotta get moving today, so that's why I'm up early doing this show. He also has an all-seeing eye tattoo on his arm. And to wrap it up here, I got one last point here we'll talk about. I don't know if he did it, but Elon Musk doesn't know if he did it either. The fact is, we should all want justice. You know, either Russell Brand did it, they convict him and he gets punished. Or if all of these women are lying, which I don't believe, then they all get punished. Because that's not fair either, right? You don't falsely accuse a guy. But, I mean, there's a lot of people saying stuff here. Come on. And the women all have pretty good receipts. The ladies literally got a text message from Russell Brand. The another one's literally got a medical record from the Rape Crisis Center. But then Russell Brand is out there. His receipts are, don't trust the media. You know, like, okay. And but to be fair, remember he did say that he didn't take half of Katy Perry's estate, which I thought was a pretty stand-up move. Which, and the reason I bring that up is because then, you know, he's not strictly money motivated, this guy, based upon that, if that's true. But my concerns are, you know, either way, either side gets their sort of justice. And another concern I have of Russell Brand is if he's aligning with this sort of takeover, this revolution. I mean, it's the title of his book. Who are we going to hand the power over to? Because he is part of this movement of questioning all the institutions, like I said, as we should. But then they want radical overthrow. And I question, well, who are we going to get in charge when you overthrow the government, right? And I'm not about let's start with Congress. Them people are all like 85 years old. They got to go. That's too old. I think they should make maximum age limits. Call me ageist. I think if you're over 70, like, you don't get to make decisions for 20-year-olds, 18-year-olds anymore. Like, you just don't. You're too far disconnected. And that'll wipe out half of Congress right there. I'm going to read you from his book, because I found this interesting, this one area here. He says, my mate Nick said the first act after a successful revolution should be the execution of its leaders. Brutal but smart. What he means is the type of people that lead revolutions have tendencies that could become corrosive in a position of power. We have to overthrow systems, inner and outer. We have to overthrow the David Cameron in our head. We can also overthrow the literal one. That will be more fun. Sometimes when I'm casually condemning them, the politicians, the Halliburtons, the media, the Bilderbergs, the presumed Illuminati, I pause to consider my own conduct. Am I just a less efficient tyrant confined to the sphere of my own little life? The fact is, I am sometimes a bit. I worry that my flaws, broadcast on a global stage, would bring about a tyranny not dissimilar to the one we're trying to replace. My own defects of character, if not addressed by a spiritual program, would make me as toxic as Rupert Murdoch or Hitler. The Russian writer Alexander, I'm not even going to try to pronounce the last name, Souls, I don't even know, said, and please don't be intimidated by the inclusion of such an esoteric reference. In 15 seconds, you'll read as much of his work as I have. Quote, the dividing line between good and evil cuts through every human heart. You know, I actually like that, right? I liked what he's saying there. And it's almost like I agree with him and he agrees with me a little bit. It's the idea that, let's say that the Q army takes over the government, right? Well, he's suggesting that the first thing you got to do if that happens is you take out the leader. Which is pretty smart, because you don't want a tyrant up there, and that would go to your head, right? It would go to the ego. And I think the people who want to control the government, which means control of us, you and I, all of us, they do have some weird, power-hungry, egotistical motivations. And look, I don't know the answer to it. This isn't a show about how do we move forward politically. But I do think he has some interesting points there. But he even says throughout there he's got defects of character, which is he talking about his drug abuse? Is he talking about the sex addiction thing? Is it talking about sexual assaulting? I don't know. But is it possible this is a smear campaign against Russell Brand? Yes, it is. It is possible. it's also possible that he was being inappropriate with these women for so many years. I mean, think about it. He was famous, which inflates your ego. He was on drugs, which makes you not think clearly. Not an excuse, but it sort of adds to the argument that maybe he really was doing these things, wasn't thinking clearly. We heard multiple audio clips of him saying some really questionable things. Were they jokes? I mean, kind of. I think it comes down to sort of gut feelings, and I don't trust Russell Brand. I think he's a bit grifty, which I'm, you know, it's fine, you know. I take you down Grifter Alley against your will every week. So some folks like that Russell Brand is reaching new audiences and freshly red-pilling normies. So he's not all bad, right? But nobody is. I mean, you could convince me that he's just being attacked, but I'd have a hard time believing it, okay? So, and of course, the big question is, why does YouTube leave his channel up? They cancel everybody else for saying these words. It's interesting how he's allowed up there. The torch. Anyway. I'm bitter, right? I'm bitter, but I'm rebuilding my YouTube audience, so you gotta subscribe to both of my channels now, because I don't know which one's gonna get axed first. That's my take on Russell Brand. A lot of people were asking me what I thought about this whole thing, and, you know, I hesitate to do shows like this, because I'm like, dude, I don't know, man. I don't know the guy. I don't know if he did these things. But that's it. Okay? That's all I got. What else can I tell you? That's it. I gotta get going. It's gonna be a long day for your boy. Prayers up for your boy. It's gonna be a long day. I usually take you down Grifter Alley. Okay, the YouTube channels, yeah. The first one's called @occultsymbolism on YouTube. The other one's called @IsaacWeishaupt. Okay, so you subscribe to both of them because I don't know which one I'm going to upload content to. And I do it late. So the podcasts you're going to hear on YouTube are a month old, 2 months old. Because YouTube doesn't get my best. If you want my best, you gotta stay on the podcast feed. All right. Thanks for listening to the show. Till next time, stay woke.